You know, when I speak often, I walk around a lot. I'm going to try very hard to make this an unmemorable baptism service for all the wrong reasons by walking a little bit too far backwards. I was born in London. We then moved to Bristol. We then moved to Shropshire. I then moved to Yorkshire. I then moved to Cheshire, and then I came to Lee. I've got about 10 different addresses in my life. There are people in this room who can beat that because they've lived in different countries and come to this country. And it's a big step when you move to a different place, a different part of the world, a different place. I remember, well, after living in Shropshire and coming up to, where was it next, Yorkshire, and saying, this is really Boston, this is. And nobody understood what Boston was, because it was a Shropshire term for this is really good. Because there's a whole different language in a different place. I want to read a few verses from Genesis 12. Now, the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Abram was called to go from one place to another place. And that was a trek of about 900 miles in the time before all the modern transportation that we've got now. He was called to leave a place and go to another place where God had for him. Years later, the children of Israel had got themselves into slavery and were in Egypt. And God had a plan to bring them out of that place, and it was through Moses. And verse 6 of Exodus 6 says this, say therefore to the people of Israel, I am the Lord, I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, and with the acts of great judgment, I will take you to be my people. And I will be your God, and you shall know that. They were called upon to leave where they were, and where they were, the place that they lived, was a place of oppression, a place of slavery. And they were called to move out to somewhere free. On their way out of Egypt, they came up to the Red Sea. And you all know the story. The waters parted of the Red Sea, and they came through the Red Sea, and when they were back on the other side, the waters returned. And they could stand on one side of that, of the, now on the Sinai side, and look across to Egypt, and they could see the water that was now separating between where they used to live and where they live now, or where they were going to live. I think that's a powerful image. It's a powerful picture because it's a picture of what's going to happen today. Because the people who are going to be baptized today are saying, I lived in one place. I lived in one kingdom. I lived in a place where I was my boss, where sin had control of me, and I want to be part of a different kingdom. I want to move to a different land. I want to be in the kingdom of God. I want to be in his land. I want to move out from that land and move to this land. The land where God has for me. The place that God has for me. The plan, just as God had a plan for the people of Israel when they moved out from Egypt. He has a plan and a purpose. And he said, I want you to settle in that land. And as they went through, they knew that that water was that separation. Now, there is nothing mystical or magical about this water. I suspect United Utilities have provided this just as they will come out your tap at home. So it's ordinary water, but it's a symbol. It's a picture of people who say, I want to turn my life. I want to leave a life where I am the boss. And I want to bow the knee before the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as my Saviour and my Lord. And the picture is going into the water, being baptized under it and coming up to represent coming to a new life and stepping out of that water. But I want those people who are baptized today and those here who have been baptized before to almost psychologically think of themselves of standing on the white cliffs of Dover and looking across to France and saying, that is a distant land. I am here, there is there, and there is water in between. There's a separation. Just like the Egyptian, when the Egyptian, they could see across. And you could stand there and you could say, I am here in my new Christian life. Although sometimes, and when they were in the wilderness, they sometimes hankered after their old life. They sometimes had thoughts of their old life. All of Egypt wasn't taken from them. They sometimes thought of, oh, when I was back in Egypt, we had this. But God had a purpose for them, to move to somewhere new, to have a new life. To have a new life. And it tells us in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 22, it says these words, put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. There's a new life, a new way on offer, a new way of living. You know, and it is a huge adaptation, isn't it, from going from one place to another. I know my daughter settled in America, and she went to the customs and threw a security alert when they asked, what's in your bag? And she said, I've got a torch. Well, in American thinking, torch is a naked flame. She should have said, I've got a flashlight. But as soon as she said, I've got a torch in my bag, they called the security and everything, the bag was open. It was a whole new way of thinking when you're in a different place. And the Christian life is a different way of thinking. It's different values. Things that are important, and you have to adjust to them. And it's not always going to be easy being a Christian. It's not always going to be easy. But you say, that is where my home is. That new land is my home. That's where I want to abide in Christ. That's where I want to live. So please today, encourage our candidates, speak to them afterwards. You know, put your arms around them and thank them for what they're doing, that step, and encourage them along the way, not just now, but in the weeks ahead, in the time ahead. Encourage them in their walk, in the land that they wish to see. They've got a land where they want to abide. And that water is that separation, not in a, as I say, in a mystical way, but a psychologically, in their thinking, there's a gap now between me and my old life. My old life's there, and I've risen from it. Shall we just pray? We thank you, Lord, for these folks today who want to be baptized to show that they're saying, I want to live in a different land. I want to live a different life. I want Christ to be the Lord of my life. I want to yield my life to him. I want to give my ways to him. And Lord, though it may be difficult, it's not always easy. And sometimes we think of the old life, we might think of the old ways. Lord, we just pray, help us to move on and live a life that's pleasing and honouring to you. For we ask it for your name's sake. Amen.